This is one, you good?
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thanks. Let's open up for Wilfried Nancy.
All right, Coach. Hi. I first just want to ask, what does and has Aiden meant to this team and everything that he's done with the club?
Well, Aiden, this is a good example of, about what we, what the club wants to do. You know, young players, develop young players, and also help them to get better. And after that, see if what do we do in the future with them. So, but this is exactly the mentality that we want. This is exactly the why the ownership group invested, you know, in this club. And so this is the vision. So good for him, and it's going to be a new chapter for him. He knows that. We had a really good discussion with that. He's really motivated, as you can see, as you know. And but he deserves it. He deserves it, and good for him.
Can you say what you told him in that discussion?
No, just to give him tools, because, you know, like I told you, Aiden, he wants to have he likes to have advice, you know, all the time. And me, I like also when I can help people for that. And well, just discussion about the future. I come from Europe, so I know exactly what he's going to face. And he's really excited by that. And also discussion to know what he needs to improve again, and that he did well already. And also just enjoy it. So I put my hat on my coach hat on the side, and we had also a personal discussion, but was good.
You joked last media availability about wanting to see him smile on more. Obviously, he was big smiles today when mm-hmm. you took him out on the mat and everything. Just what was it like seeing that emotion, not only from him, but from the crowd too?
No, it's good because, I mean, Aiden is good because it was not easy. It was not easy because, first of all, Miami, he cost us a goal. But he gave us also, he gave also an assist. No, I'm joking, but he knew that something, the club was preparing something. The family was there and everything was there. He wanted to finish well in front of the crowd, in front of the fans, because it means a lot for him. So he's a strong mentally because he did a good game, and obviously we had a good win. But I'm not surprised because he like to use tool to help him to get better. And today was a good exercise for him because he had a lot of pressure, and he was able to do a good game. So good for him.
And just defensively, you guys didn't allow any shots on goal. Can you talk about kind of the bounce back performance from the defense mm-hmm. after giving up two goals? I know you were upset with in Miami.
Yeah, well, I realized that I didn't sit, you know, at 4-0. No, because I didn't want to do it. It was really important also when I made all the changes that we stay focused on the task. The with all the celebration also was not easy because we can switch really quickly. Sorry. So I really wanted to put to help my team to have a clean sheet if possible, and to score more goals because. This is the level that we want to have. I don't like when we take everything for granted. No, it was not easy to play this team because they play usually, you know, 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1, and they decided to change. So they did a really good job, sorry, in terms of a tactical flexibility, and that's why I love my team. That's why. So. Yes, Miami, like I told you, only the two goals, but we had a really good performance over there. So, no, good night. Good night. We're going to take the time to rest tomorrow and to go back Monday to prepare the next game.
Coach, I know you weren't here when Aiden started. I was. He came in as a 17, 18-year-old. I mean, he's won two MLS championships. How many kids can say that? Some guys older than him have never won.
Yeah.
He's a fan favorite. Why do you think he's a fan favorite?
Oh, I don't know, but I know that he has a lot of love, you know, from the fans for sure. And you know, this is not only me or my staff or the new staff that, because we came 2 years ago, no. There is a work also about the previous coaches, you know, all the coaches in Columbus who helped Eden to get better because he likes to learn, he's a quick learner also. So this is the, yeah, this is the work of a lot of people behind the scene, you know, and good for him.
Also, this franchise, isn't it great when you can lose a guy like that, but this team probably won't miss a beat?
Eden, this is a really good piece for us, but you know me a bit now, it's always next, always the... My job is to try to be ahead all the time. So again, the fact that we have players who can play in different position, and Eden didn't play also all the game. He was he missed a few games. So I'm not concerned by that because it's gonna be good for other players to express themselves, and this is the way I see things. Good for Eden, but. Next player is gonna have to enjoy and to do something not Aiden Morey style, but his own style.
I wasn't at Issa Tall's press conference because I was covering the memorial like a lot of other guys. But just talk about him for a moment and how he's elevating himself in this organization.
So I can tell you that it's been what 2 weeks that he took 10 years already. I'm joking. No, he's in control of the situation. You know, Issa, for me, Issa is best because the duo, they were working, as you know, for many years together, and Issa was ready. And I didn't know if he was ready for this club or for another club. So now he knows the job, and now. The idea is to settle everything because, as you know, this is a new chapter. So I'm not concerned by the fact that he's going to bring his quality. I just want him to have people around him, to help him to achieve what he wants to do. And he has a clear idea about what he wants to do. So I'm proud of him because he deserves it. This is not an easy task, but he's ready to embrace this new journey.
How nice was it to just be back at home after playing so many games on the road?
Was good. You know, little simple moments, you know, to take the bus and when you come here, the fans are here, you know, to welcome us and the smell, you know, everything, you know, the grass, the fans, everyone. So it was good. It was good to have a good connection with everyone. It was good also to have a good game also because... the fans deserve it also, so good night.
And then, I know you've had so many games, obviously, with intercontinental play as well, but you're now at the halfway point in the regular season, so just in 17 games played. To this point, just broadly, how do you think it's gone based on what you've had to do, but then also building off of last season?
Like I told my player the first day when we came back this year, the challenge is seek for improvement all the time. So we had two challenges, you know, with the CONCACAF and also with the MLS. And they were not trying to see which competition we're going to play. They were focused on the next game and the next game and the next game. And at the same time, the adversity that they faced was really good for them to learn about what they are capable of, and as a player, but also as a human being, because it's difficult to win and to win again and to win. So the message that I had with them when we lost the final and when we had a really good game against New York City was I wanted to challenge them that difficulty is going to happen, We're going to face a lot of adversity, but what can we do to go over that? And I'm proud of them. So again, this is the middle of the season. Don't get me wrong, we'll see in 1 month, but I like to live in the present moment, and for the moment, this is really good what they do.
Coach Gaston from Massive Report, wanted to ask you, it looked like a pretty solid performance tonight, outstanding I would say. Where would you place this game? In your position? Sorry, I'm not an English speaker, but I'm trying to say, where would you place this game since you came here? Was it the best one, or do you think it was one of the best ones?
No, I don't. I'm so bad in ranking. I don't know the ranking that we are for the moment, just to let you know. So, it was a good game, really good performance. Knowing that this team doesn't play with the back five, usually. They play with the back four. So this is, they do it really well. So they decided to change, and we stayed the same way that we prepared the game, but we twisted certain things. And my players were able to adjust and to do what we asked them. And they brought also their own creativity. So I really like the way we built the game. And for me, this is a really good game that we played. I'm happy also that we scored 4 goals, but also we didn't concede, because sometimes we can have we can be a bit nonchalant, you know, depending on the score. But so. Good game, but in terms of ranking, I don't know, to be honest with you.
And the next question I had for you, you're the current champions of the MLS, you're the runner-ups in the CONCACAF champions. Would you consider yourself seriously a candidate to, again, win the title?
When we start a competition, the mentality that we have is to compete. So we are limitless, like as you know. So. We want to go as far as possible. So what does it mean? It means that first objective is to win between 14 and 15 wins. And after that, we're going to go all in. But why not? Why not? But again, this, I cannot control it. But what we want to do is to push the boundaries all the time, and challenge the players to be able to win again. But this is not easy to win again. So that's why the challenge that I give them is to find tools and to help them to develop tools to avoid taking stuff for granted.